Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. One time I was canvassing for the Republican Party, going door to door talking to people about voting. One man was kind enough to speak to me, and after a short while I realized his issue had nothing to do with public policy or politics. It had to do with the man's perception that God is unjust. He asked how God could allow a man to commit murder, and then while in jail repent of his sin and be regenerated, allowing him to spend eternity with God, but at the same time allow the murder victim to not have been regenerated at the time of the murder, and of course lose the possibility of future regeneration, requiring the victim to spend eternity apart from God. Addressing this issue was no small task, especially with a stranger with whom I had no prior rapport. I asked him, "When you address justice or evil, do you first start with the assumption that God is just or unjust?" He really did not know how to respond. But you see, when someone calls God unjust, that means the accuser assumes his own justness, allowing him to identify God as unjust. The same thing happens with the issue of evil. When someone calls God evil, that means the accuser assumes his own goodness, allowing him to identify God as evil. But that's backwards. Dealing with justness and evil is not easy. But understand this: God is all good and all powerful. And yes, evil exists. But in light of that, God has a morally sufficient reason for the evil which does exist. The issue you're having may not be because of evil or supposed unjustness. It may be because you are having trouble submitting to God as the ultimate authority. He is. By the way, you'll never hear this in the civil government school system, which is why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.